Tree Company. We got deep ones coming in through the West Gate near King Street. C and D, a nothing has just swallowed up half of the Arboretum.
There are monsters in the streets of Alexandria.
Captain, the nothing swallowed half of King Street and we're running out of...
I love stories. I love listening to people's stories. The day I moved into my dorm room at AU, my roommate told me the story of how a beautiful woman would sometimes tap on her bedroom window in the middle of the night. She lived on the 5th floor.
All teams report in, cuss it!
People have always felt comfortable talking to me, telling me their stories. I don't know what. I've lived all over the world, but I've never heard stories like the ones I found here in Alexandria. So I started collecting them, writing them down, recording them, preserving them, archiving them. People deserve to hear these stories.
Rendezvous at Sector G11 Omega. Millie should be coming along shortly if I'm any judge.
I wanted the stories to be true. I wanted all of it to be true. But I'm kind of a skeptic at heart. And a part of me always believed they were just that. Just stories. Some better than others, to be sure. But stories nonetheless. But now...
Godspeed, everyone.
There are monsters in the streets of Alexandria.
Are you all right, Morningwood?
I'm sorry. What?
You looked like you were a million miles away just now. Want to tell me where you went?
No, I just... It's been a long couple of days.
I can imagine. Would you like to take a break?
No. No. The sooner we get this done, the sooner I can leave, right? Let's just get it done.
All right. So, why don't you tell me what happened downtown?
It was horrible. These slimy, froggy things were attacking people, tearing them apart. There was this super tall, I don't know, I guess it looked like a person, but it had to be 9 feet tall, with long, greasy hair, and this smile. It would just touch people on the shoulder or the head, it didn't matter where, and then they would just...
Disappear.
Yeah. Do you know what that thing was?
It's a nothing. Capital N nothing. They feed on the psychic trauma of blinking people out of our reality. Not much is known about where they're blinked to, but we have a working hypothesis. In certain circumstances and with the right equipment, we can hear their victims calling out for help. Painful to hear.
Jesus.
Anyway, our teams had its suspicions that there was a nothing in the swamp for a long time, but evidence was circumstantial at best. As near as we can tell, their victims are trapped in a reality between realities. There have been cases that drew our attention. An IT worker for Gibbous Systems Development on King Street. Students going missing in the public library. And the laundry list of things and people lost in the swamp every year. The nothings, they rarely ever manifest as the smiling man, unless they're trying to induce some serious psychic damage. Or they just don't care about being seen anymore. Most of the time, they're happy to just camp out. Camouflage themselves deep out in the swamps and woods. Then it's just a matter of letting their food come to them.
So that's what it was. Nothing. But there was more, too. There was the...
Wendigo! Fire! Fire!
Millie.
She's real.
All stories are real. Hers just happens to be true. She was called Mildred Pritchard once. Married to Elliot Pritchard, the founder of Alexandria. He knew his local lore, Pritchard. Or maybe he just didn't care. They were all starving out there in the blizzard of 1857. But it was Mildred who cracked.
Cracked?
She was hungry, Morningwood. And hungry people get desperate. especially with a little encouragement. Pritchard knew what would happen when Mildred ate human flesh. Mildred didn't. So, she was the one who became the monster.
So that's where it came from. I thought it was just some shitty joke. A fun little bit of cultural appropriation. Yeah, Wendigo.
If you don't mind, we don't say those words in this office. Christ, when are they just going to bulldoze this whole campus to the ground and salt the earth after?
Hey, I love AU. This is my home.
I did too. Till the day I realized it doesn't love me back.
What the hell does that mean?
Nothing you need to worry about. Let's get back to the topic at hand. So, you headed downtown. You and these bobs. Kilt, blue, recursive.
Recursive wasn't there.
No?
No. He stayed at the Bob House with Steve and Milton.
Ah, right. Steve, the alien.
You're patronizing me. You don't believe me. Why are we talking if you're just going to doubt everything I...
Morningwood, please. It's quite the contrary. In fact, I know for a fact what you're telling me is accurate. I'm sorry. Continue.
Recursive, Milton, and Steve stayed behind, trying to figure out what shit was coming for the Bobs. Kilt, Blue, and I made our way downtown.
To help.
To fight.
Okay, everyone, get down. Here, behind this car. Regroup, team. Blue Bob, how's your negative energy reserves?
Are you kidding? With this much fear and chaos in the air, I'm at full capacity.
Good. Wood Bob, do you have the... Hey, Wood Bob. Morning Wood, are you listening?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, it's just... What is all this? What's happening here?
This is what happens when you shove a stick of dynamite into a dam and light the fuse. Do you have the device Recursive gave you?
Yeah, right here. What the hell is it?
It's Yithian Lightning Spur. Oh, you're holding it backwards. Here. There. Now point this end at the bad guy and squeeze the handle. Don't point it at anything you don't want deleted.
What, like this? Jesus Christ!
Yeah, exactly like that. Don't worry about that. Last thing this town needs is a second Lululemon. All right, team. Let's move.
So then what happened?
Then we fought.
Blue Bob, to me. Shield and Spear Formation 3, Alpha. Wood Bob, Deep One's on your 6.
Come
on!
What? Those stupid spear kids. What the hell are they doing?
What are they doing?
They're attempting a revocation spell. But they have no focus, no circle. They're blowing up the bridge when everyone's still on it!
Wendigo, fire! Fire!
Shit! Everyone behind me! Move! 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 Brace for impact!
Shit. Attempting a revocation spell without any kind of focus. I'm amazed you're alive. Mistakes like that can do funny things to the fabric of reality. Which reminds me, I want to play a little something for you, if you'll indulge me.
Okay.
Allison! You hear me? The pool! It's in the pool! Let her... to the tunnels! Now... the Ragnarok! Gore! Gore is dead!
Do you remember this? The night your sound equipment went on the fritz?
Oh, wow! That's... holy shit, yeah, I do.
There was a string of numbers that preceded the recording. Do you remember?
Yes.
Those numbers show up somehow or other all over the world following a major psychic event. Like, say, one of those kooky spears getting in all over their head and screwing up a pretty heavy-duty spell.
But why? Why those numbers?
There are many theories. But the truth is simply, we have no idea. But that's neither here nor there. We're talking about you. Now, will you tell me what happened immediately after the events of the failed spell?
Then I woke up, alone, on the grass. on campus next to what was left of my radio station. I felt this buzzing. Like, you know, when you mow the lawn for a long time and you get this tingly buzzing in your hands when you're done. But through my whole body. My head hurt like a bitch. I didn't want to get up, but the sun was beating down on my eyes and making my head hurt more. But when I got up, I don't know how to explain this.
Just try.
It was dark.
Like your vision had gone dark.
No, like suddenly it was nighttime. It was bright day when I was lying on the grass, and then suddenly it was nighttime. Then I heard myself.
You heard yourself?
Yeah, like behind me. So I turned around, and there I was. And Gore. And Joan. And Joan was staking Gore all over again.
God.
I told you, girl. No one says no to me. Gore is mine. The Bobs can keep what's buried. I have what I came for.
Oh, no. Not again.
Marty, what? Run.
Gore, don't, please.
We had fun, he and I. It didn't have to be this way.
1 minute we were all right there by the station, or what was left of it, and then I don't know. It was like I blinked, and suddenly I was dreaming. Only it was more like a nightmare. I was at the pool. It was completely trashed. Food and cups and knocked over space heaters just everywhere. It looked like there'd been a riot. And then I heard her.
I'm so, 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 so sorry, my sweet love. Don't worry. I'll fix this. I promise.
It was Joan. And she was carrying Gore in her arms like he was a baby. She walked right past me, and I don't even think she saw me. It was like I wasn't even there. I watched her open a door to one of the maintenance closets, and I realized I needed to follow her. I'm not sure why, I just had to. So I did. I watched her put Gore down to push some cleaning supplies out of the way, and there was this trap door under them. It was this big, heavy metal door, and she just threw it open as if it didn't weigh a thing. I don't think we went far. At least it didn't feel like it. There were stairs under the door, and even though I was right on Joan's tail the whole way down, she still hadn't noticed I was there. It wasn't until the stairs bottomed out that I understood where we were. Where we really were. It was the tunnels. One of them, anyway. This concrete corridor that just went on and on. It was clear from the way she went on like she was in a daze, whispering to Gore or to herself the whole time. She knew exactly where she was going. I guess I must have blinked again, like I'd gone deeper into the dream. Suddenly we were facing this door that was wide open, and Joan carried Gore through. And inside, there wasn't anything else but this big square opening in the ground like a pit, and an empty pedestal inside it. Another blink, and we were in a huge cavern. I mean, huge. I don't know how there could be room for it under AU. It couldn't. It shouldn't fit. And it felt so wrong. All around us was this purple light, but something about it, it made me feel sick. I hardly had any time to take it all in before someone or something was speaking.
So be it, Joan of the Third Gate. Pull the stake from the creature's chest.
I'm so sorry, my beautiful Gore. I love you.
She did what he asked. As soon as the stake was free, Gore was surrounded by more of that creepy purple light. There was so much of it, it was so hard to look at. It almost made me throw up. And then...
What? What? Where am I? What is this? Joan? 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 What did you do?
Gore. Gore, oh my god, you're alive. I thought Joan would hear me then for sure. She lifted her head like she had and looked around just for a second. But if she did know I was there, I guess she didn't care very much. All that mattered to her then was Gore.
Gore! My sweet, beautiful Gore! Oh, thank the Dark One you're alive!
Joan! You killed me! How could you?
I had to. It was all part of the plan. He'll explain everything, and then you'll understand.
Hill? Who's going to explain? Who the hell is he?
I am he.
It was that voice again. Only this time I felt it in my chest.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you in person, Gore. I've heard a great deal about you.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard a damn thing about you, whoever the hell you are.
I have many names, but for simplicity's sake, you can call me the Ragnarok.
The Ragnarok? I think this is about the point I figured it wasn't that everyone was just ignoring me and being hella rude about it. They honestly just couldn't see me. They couldn't hear me. Not really. But I thought maybe somehow I could get them to feel me. I thought maybe I could get Gore to feel me, at least. After all, he'd been there at the station when it all started. He'd been there for me when I hadn't even known that I needed him. He managed to sit himself up somehow, even with that massive hole in the middle of his chest. That Vampoticon shirt he was always wearing was all shredded up and bloody, but the skin I could see through it was healed somehow. It felt good seeing him all in one piece. Joan was sitting to one side of him, so I took the other side. I wasn't sure if I could touch him or if I should even try. I wanted to take his hand, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. So I talked to him instead.
I'm sorry, Gore.
I'm sorry, Gore.
I'm sorry for dragging out that stupid fight. I'm sorry for holding a grudge against you for all those months.
I'm sorry for breaking your trust.
Which time?
Well, all the times, I suppose.
You saved my life. And when you needed me, I couldn't save you. Even if I couldn't stop Joan, I should have tried.
A little late for I'm sorry's, Joan. You killed me. You think undoing that changes what you did?
I did it for us. I did it to give us a chance to finally be happy.
So much of my life has been spent just listening. I made it my job to hear the things other people had to say, to give them a voice. And I guess sometimes I use that as an excuse to keep my own voice to myself.
For us to be happy. Joan, you killed me. How do you honestly believe we could be happy after this?
I was happy at AU. I didn't realize how much I needed a home until I found one here. But it wasn't until I met the Bobs, until I met you, that I figured out that maybe Alexandria would need me too, someday.
Gore, with the power the Ragnarok is offering, I can be powerful enough to ignore the hunger, to no longer be a slave to my needs. I did it to stop being the thing that you can't stand.
I'm not perfect, but I never needed to be.
I'm not perfect, and even with this power, I never will be, but with it, we have a fighting chance, and that's all I want. a chance.
I used to feel weird because I didn't quite feel things the way a lot of other people do. It's always been enough to have friends and family. It's more than enough, even if people don't necessarily understand it. But I think, I know I don't let those feelings show like I should.
I love you, Gore.
I love you, Gore.
What's going on up there?
Nothing good.
Joan, listen to me. I'm positive what you've done, what you did to me, was all out of some misguided attempt to make us happy. I am. But no amount of power will change who you are. You're the only one that can do that. Before we can be happy being normal, you have to start behaving like you weren't born in the suburbs of Pandemonium. You don't kill people who cut you in line at the supermarket. You don't seduce the pizza boy to give us a free pizza. Change starts with you. You don't have to do this.
Gore.
That was quite the speech. So what did the succubus have to say to all that?
I don't know. After that, it felt like a fishing hook had caught hold of me. And I was being dragged back out there so fast my head was spinning. I was up and out through the cavern, the tunnels, the stairs, up past the pool. And then I was back outside the radio station. I kind of thought I was going to puke. I stood there just staring at the rubble for I don't know how long before I realized the kind of eerie stillness of everything. Not like a calm night in the Arctic Circle stillness. It was more like a pause the DVR to get a beer stillness, if you get what I mean. And then that weird lawnmower buzzing came back, and I saw the pieces of my radio station start to pull themselves back together, brick by brick, until finally there it was. WHAU, the WOW signal, just standing, shining, perfect, like nothing had ever happened. Actually, I think maybe even better than before. Cleaner, anyway. I never realized how beautiful a building could be. And then the light in the sound booth blinked on. And I was outside the recording booth looking in.
At?
Me, another me, there at the sound desk with the red on-air light glowing right behind me. I started pounding on the glass, but each time my fists hit it, the whole building blurred and fizzled like static. But I didn't hear me. So I tried shouting. Allison! Allison! Can you hear me? The entrance is beneath the pool! It's in the pool! The Ragnarok letter to the tunnels! Tell Kilt it's the Ragnarok! She still has Gore. They think Gore is dead! But the Bobs can save him if you hurry.
Then what happened?
Nothing. It was like I woke up, and it was daytime again, and I could hear the sounds of the town being destroyed in the distance.
What you encountered there, Morningwood, is called a temporal and spatial psychic anomaly, a TSPA. They've been known to occur after a particularly botched psychic assault, like the Spears attempts at a revocation spell. Think of them as the psychic equivalent of the aftershock following an earthquake. Or maybe like the kind of hangover you get after rush week.
We don't even have a Greek system here.
Not anymore, anyway.
So, how did the psychic hangover let me follow Joan and Gore underground?
I'm not sure. Truth told, Miss Wood, we don't actually know a whole lot about TSPAs. Aside from the fact that they tend to follow some sort of unresolved trauma. Could be an estranged relative's death, or a terrible accident you never learned the cause of. It's the kind of rabbit hole most people tend to avoid. Except for you, apparently. You're the first case I've found where the traumee wants to go deeper.
That's me.
Then again, you're one of only a handful of cases I've heard of, so That's not exactly unexpected.
Of course I am.
How's your beer?
Empty.
Same. Tom, can you bring us two more beers? Please and thank you.
You got it, boss.
Your underlings seem to like you.
Well, Tom's been a lot more agreeable now that we've let his wife and kids go free. I'm kidding, Morningwood.
So you're the fun boss.
I think so. Others tend to disagree. But let's get back to the topic at hand. Let me ask you. While all of this was happening to you, your TSPA, what do you think was happening with your friends, Kilt and Blue?
I have no idea.
Well, security footage shows them going into the Ironclad Brewery shortly after the explosion, but not coming back out.
Kilt. Kilt, you with me? Come on your feet, soldier.
Shit. Stupid fucking spears. Wood Bob, you okay? Wood? Shit! Blue! Where's Morning Wood?
I have no idea. You were the one responsible for getting the shield up.
Hey, I did get the shield up. For what good it did. Did you even see the shockwave those spears sent off? It was like trying to block a tsunami with a trash can lid. You were at my six. You should have seen where she went.
I got smacked with the paradox too, you know. I'm lucky I'm still in one piece. I can't always be expected to keep an eye on everything. You're Mr. Big Shot Leader Bob here.
Oh, so this is my fault? Well, how about you stick your...
Whoa. What are we doing here? Why are we fighting? We've been in tougher fights before. Something isn't right. Hang on. There's a massive pocket of negative energy around here. Looks like it's bleeding out and making us turn on each other.
You're bleeding. And, dude, there's a metal spike sticking out of your back.
Yeah, I was impaled in that fence way over there. Thought I'd gotten all of it out. Would you mind,
Oh, shit. Of course. Here, hold still, okay? Criminy. I was ready to kill you. Now that you mention it, I can feel it. You're thick with it.
Ah, better. Alright, I think it's coming this way.
Fuck it, Strong. Do you think it's the cause of those initial readings?
I mean, it was centralized under the radio station, and then it would... Wait. Here. It's here.
The Ironclad?
Unless I've missed my guess, which I haven't. Wanna check it out?
Okay. But let me take point.
Ooh, man. Someone really humped the bunk.
Whoa. That's a lot of dead abominations. Gods, there's Deep One guts all over everything. Wait, are these shotgun blasts?
Yeah, but something.
Oh, hello, boys.
Sam? Sam Flippin' Hartwell, as I live and breathe. The world can be ending, but the Ironclad still stands.
I'm afraid most of the stronger stuff got smashed in the rigmarole when the frog folk came charging in, but I can offer you boys a beer, if you'd like.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're offering.
Here you go, boys, on the house. You look like you've had a hell of a day.
Thanks, Sam.
Use a coaster, please. Thank you.
This can't go on for much longer. We've been blasting through Deep Ones, Wendigos, and all that other stuff that crawled out of something awful. But it's not gonna stop this. We need to find the source. We need to think. What do we know?
Well, the dark energy spike originated underneath the radio station.
Right. On the same night as that pool reopening.
It involved Gore, somehow.
No, it involved Joan. And when it's all said and done, this thing is bigger than them. Remember what Joan told MW? She said we can keep what's buried. So what's buried?
I have no idea, but whatever it was, the negative energy readings were completely off the chart.
When you say off the charts, what are we talking about here?
I've been studying negative energy all my life, and I'm telling you, whatever came bursting up out of the ground and destroyed the radio station was on a whole other level. The only things I can think of in the galaxy with energy readings like that were Squint Bob and the Ragnar... Huh.
What?
Have you... Have you ever noticed that the logo for the Ironclad Brewery looks like the Ragnarok?
I guess. It's missing the Coromalium outer shell and about a dozen dark matter cannons, though.
No, think back. Remember in Squimp Bob's office, she had that old sepia-toned photo of the original McBuzzles standing next to the Ragnarok before it was the Ragnarok? Before he made the Covenant?
Shit. Yeah, you're right. It really does. The pool. It's in the pool. The Ragnarok.
Morning Wood's recording. The one where Cursive cleaned up.
That's insane. The only people on this planet that know what the Ragnarok looks like are, well, Recursive, you, me.
And me.
Sam?
It's always a joy watching you two work through the problem. You might not always get it right away, but you always get there.
Sam, what are you talking about?
Mom!
Ah, it's so good to be able to finally drop that glamour. Now, are you boys ready to kill a god?